Researchers say the United States is short on students who are excelling in science, technology, engineering, and math, the group of subjects known as STEM. And even fewer students from minority and low-income backgrounds are receiving a high-quality STEM education. As WABE's Tasneem Shama reports, one elementary school in Decatur is using FISH to change that.
Welcome to the...
The greatest school in America.
That's Brian Bolden, principal of the McNair Discovery Learning Academy. At 6 feet one, he has broad shoulders and is blocking the door to a classroom.
We are working on a top secret operation in alignment with our vision to become internationally recognized as a school of excellence in science, technology, engineering, and math. So we keep this door secure. It's a secret formula that we're working on. So I just want you to be aware. We'll let you take pictures, but it's a top secret operation.
Inside this secret classroom, a handful of first graders are standing around a brightly lit indoor garden. It takes up a quarter of the room.
What plant is that?
A pea.
It's red.
Apple.
Along with their teacher, these six-year-olds have created what's known as an aquaponic system. It combines hydroponics, which involves growing plants in water, with nutrients from fish.
How are the plants growing?
The fish are poopy.
And what are you doing with that?
We do the fish poop to help the plants grow.
This first grade potty humor is a reference to the 300 tilapia and bluegill fish swimming in a large tank next to the plants. And yes, they are pooping.
The fish are peeing also.
The water from the tank goes through a filter before it's pumped to a growing tray where the roots of the plants are submerged.
We are growing cabbage, cucumber, and strawberry.
That was first grader Kiara Simmons. They're also growing peppers, turnips, arugula, and bananas. Her teacher, Kaija Spencer, is wearing a crisp white lab coat. She's a first grade teacher at McNair and the school STEM coordinator.
We love science and we love technology, but we thought that maybe if we looked at a different aspect of science and technology to also support a human need, it would impact their lives more.
That's why the school decided on aquaponics. McNair Discovery Learning Academy is in a zip code where nearly 30% of the population live below the poverty level. Almost all of the students at this elementary school are on free or reduced lunch. And Spencer lives in the same neighborhood as her students. She says it's a community of mostly renters on the cusp of Atlanta and Decatur.
For some of these children, eating is an issue. Providing an opportunity for them to learn how they can provide for themselves will give them and their families an opportunity to not have food be a burden, where they can focus on academics and education rather than, am I going to eat tomorrow?
She teaches a lot of textbook science, but she says there's a reason their hands are covered with dirt. By the end of the school year, she expects all of the students to know how to grow their own plants, in their backyards or even in their living rooms. But the bigger idea is to expose students to lucrative science and technology careers. Principal Bolden hopes the students can move up the economic ladder.
It's in an area that they deem a low-income school, but I tell my children all the time, be very, very careful with titles. When you come from a particular environment, it's not where you start, it's where you finish.
He doesn't want his students to feel like there's any limit to the income they can earn. That's why he's promoting STEM with modern equipment, something rare for a school serving poor students.
Affluent school districts, they have every resource they need to have access to.
LaRon Walker is co-founder of My STEM Kits, a small company that provides schools with affordable science tools.
Major companies in this space drive their products based on prices. So if you get into other school districts in poor communities, they can't afford access to this technology. So since kids are not able to see it in use, they don't know it exists. They're using antiquated methods, which makes them think that these STEM-related careers are boring.
In McNair's case, DeKalb County Schools decided to invest in things like aquaponics.
Can I catch the fish? Yeah.
Somebody grab the net and put it down there.
Jamarcus Robinson is in the first grade and has been in the class only a few weeks. He says he wants to become a farmer now.
When I grow up, I want to grow food for the ones that are hungry so they won't die. Because I don't like people who like to starve to death. I like people living.
When the strawberries and peppers are in full bloom, students will give the food away to local food banks. This is Tasneem Shama, WABE News.